America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
News from the Nest here on this Victory Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Ravens win in overtime, 41-38 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Lamar Jackson, 26 of 42, 348 yards, four touchdowns. Quarterback rating of 119.9. Did fumble twice. Picked one up, turned it into a touchdown pass. Fumble in overtime looked like it was going to set up the game-winning field goal for the Bengals. It didn't. Joe Burrow, 30 of 39, 392, five touchdowns, a huge pick. Marlon Humphrey got that one in the fourth quarter as they were marching down the field again. His quarterback rating was 137. So in a battle of former Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks, it was pretty epic. Lived up to the hype. For sure, and fortunately for the Ravens, they eke one out on the road, pick up their first division win of the season.
Yeah, and I mean, Joe Burrow's receivers made great plays. They ran great routes. I mean, Bob, how many times did you see, you know, a Ravens defender right next to the receivers?
Yeah, and Brandon Stevens.
Yeah, and they were making catches all over the place. And then the Ravens receivers, they were making phenomenal catches all over the place. So, I mean, it was a fun second half. The first half was a little bit more defensive, you know, and more screw-ups in the first half.
Yeah, nerve-wracking game to watch. Yeah. As exciting as it is, if you had no dog in the fight, you're just kicking back, drinking a beer, going, hey, it's pretty awesome. Zay Flowers, 7 for 111. Charlie Kolar, 3 for 64, including a touchdown. Rashad Bateman, 4 for 58, a touchdown. Isaiah Likely, only 3 for 13 yards, but two of those turned into touchdowns. And Mark Andrews, 4 for 55. He became a very prominent part of that Ravens offense in the second half, especially.
Yeah, Bob, when you look at it, like, Zay had 7, like you said, but he had 12 targets. So there was 5 incompletions there. Bateman was 4 receptions, 8 targets. 50%, you know, again, they got to be better than that. Like Kolar, 3 of 4. Likely, 3 of 3. Hill, 2 for 2. When you look at the bank, Chase was 10 of 12.
Yep.
10 catches, 12 targets, and Higgins, 9 of 14. So, I mean, they were pretty much on. I just thought in the first half, Lamar was a little off throwing the football.
Yoshevich. He had one catch, and it was a big one. Set up a score. Got inside the 5-yard line there. Running the football, Ravens dominated in this one. Buck 75 as a team. Derrick Henry, 15 for 92 with a touchdown and the big 51-yard run, which set up the game-winning TD. Justice Hill, relatively quiet on the ground because the Bengals, what were they doing to slow down this Ravens running game?
Oh, they were putting – They were lining like 8 guys in the box, and then they were coming with some. But they were not going to let – the Ravens run the football. I mean, they were just going to have more people than you could block. And it made it difficult. Like on the safety play, Rosengarten has got a tackle lined up over him, and he, or maybe shading inside. So what he's supposed to do is he and Falele come off together, and like Falele's right shoulder and Rosengarten's left shoulder, and then you combo up to the linebacker, but you can't just leave him be. He left him totally alone, and, you know, Derrick Henry gets the ball, and he's got a guy coming right at him, you know, a 300-some-pounder coming right at him, and it was a mental error. That you can't have a mental error on the goal line like that.
Cincinnati rushes for 71, so what is it, all five games the Ravens have rushed for over 100 yards more than their opponents here defensively. Ravens had three sacks. Kyle Hamilton, Matabike, and Tavius Robinson untouched got in there to get to Joe Burrow. Sam Hubbard had the only sack for Cincinnati. And then we hear all week long about how he has sucked this year.
Yeah.
He didn't look sucky yesterday.
No. They played hard. I thought their D-line, and they had the Rankins guy, he was back. I thought their defense, they must have challenged him a lot during the week, and this is your, you know, way we get back. And I thought early on they played their butts off. And I thought, Bob, in the second half when Monken went hurry up, you know, are you two reasons, I think. Are you going hurry up because you're down 10 and then you kind of get into a flow? Or you're going hurry up because we got to throw it all the time and my O-line doesn't hold up that well, but if we're going hurry up, that D-line's sucking wind, you know, so they're not rushing that hard. So kind of kills two birds with one stone.
It's 58 Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It is news from the Nest here on this Victory Monday. John Harbaugh, after the game, talked about, you know, being aggressive, how it's your friend, how it can be your foe at times.
I wanted to go for it. I thought, you know, it's going to be a high scoring game. I feel like our offense can get this. You know, I didn't necessarily expect to be 3rd and 10 in all honesty, but at that point in time, I just felt like, you know what, let's go for it here. Let's see if we can get it done. Was it a little over aggressive? I think you could probably argue that. Looking back on it, I probably would argue it. I felt like we needed it, and I thought we'd get it.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is you would like somebody like in Harbs's ear, John, are you sure there's 40-some seconds? They want to they're not calling timeout, you know? They're going to just let it go. And I guess, you know, he said the same thing, like the more he thought about it, the more, because of what happened, I'm guessing, but at the time, to me, it was just dumb, you know. And I mean, you can justify it however you want, but I mean, to make a 3rd and 10, you know, and they want to go into halftime. I wasn't feeling that call.
Now, Derrick Henry came over, as we know, from Tennessee. He's played in playoff games, played in the championship game, as a matter of fact, won a playoff game in Baltimore. Derrick Henry, after the game, was asked about playing in this exciting shootout style.
Yeah, I have. It's not how we drew it up, but glad we got the win. But, you know, that's division games. It comes down to the wire sometimes. 4-quarter battle. We were prepared for it.
I tell you what, I got to be honest, Bob. I mean, he's better than I thought he was going to be for the Ravens. I mean, we both talked about having Swift, we thought, fit their offense better. You know, but Henry has fit in well, and he's kind of given them, they've kind of got a way to, you know, how he works in there with them and stuff. And they're harder to defend now because of that, because he can pound you, and then they've showed that they can throw it too. So, I mean, they're multidimensional. And if, you know what, okay, hey, defense, you tried to do like the Chargers did in 2019.
Yeah.
We're better now.
7 DBs. Now, I did say when they signed him, one of the rare occasions I may be right, 1,400 yards, double-digit touchdowns. And right now,
he's well on
572, 6 TDs, and averages 6 yards a carry.
So he's basically got 600 yards in 5 games? So 1,200 after 10? Damn. He's going to have a lot of yards.
He obliterates that. Assuming he stays healthy, of course, and, or doesn't wear down. Yeah.
Well, and assuming the key is Lamar stays healthy. Because if Lamar gets hurt, you know, all bets are off.
He might be the quarterback, too. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed. We will come back, count some dough, hopefully buy or sell. And then Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer with Lindy's. He covers the Cardinals. He's going to talk about their upset win against San Francisco. Hey, could the 49ers be teetering on some sort of disaster? Tons of injuries there, though, and also what's going on throughout the league. We'll look at our picks for college and pro. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got Around the AFC North coming up later in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
As well.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Victory Monday. Ravens 41-38 over the Cincinnati Bengals as they pick up their third straight win. First division win of the year and have moved into first place in the AFC North because the Pittsburgh Steelers lost last night to the Dallas Cowboys at home. So the Cowboys, they get a big road win as the Pittsburgh Steelers, well, you know, they're challenged a little bit. Weather kind of prevented the kickoff on time scenario, but it is what it is. You have to improvise and adapt, and Dallas wins in the closing seconds. But before we get to the many sports subjects of this Monday, like the NFL, like college football, baseball playoffs, and everything else in between, let's count that dough, buy or sell.
Yeah, we ain't counting any money today, Bob. We're counting it go out of our pockets today. The Dow's down 255. The S&P's down 20. NASDAQ is down 66. Whew. DraftKings down $1.58. Under Armour's down 32 cents. Wow.
We'll get things started in baseball today. The Angels just finished their 2024 season, a record of 63-99. That's actually their worst mark in franchise history. Also extended their streak of missing the playoffs to 10 years in a row at this point. But team owner Artie Moreno has already made it known that the goal for next year is to field a playoff team. He also said that they will increase payroll to get there. This year, they entered the season ranked 13th in payroll, a drop from 6th the year prior. Of course, Ohtani was still in the picture at that time. But buy or sell, Bob, the Angels' problems not fixable with money.
Well, I'm buying it 100% because he has spent tons of money on that organization. And wasn't Artie Moreno trying to sell the team?
Yes, he was.
And then changed his mind. And when he said he was going to sell, all the Angel fans were very excited. And you said that was the worst record in the history of the franchise?
I was shocked by that, too. They've never had a 100-loss season.
They were an expansion team. Wow. Rock bottom. Mike Trout hurt again? No, the money's not fixing their problems. They've tried that route before and it hasn't worked. So, yeah, man, they're like the them and the Rockies are the Siberia of baseball. Like, I'm going to the Angels.
Yeah, great. Good for you.
News in the NFL here. Devontae Adams, not the only wide receiver with trade rumors surrounding them. The Packers are having issues with Romeo Doubs after he missed multiple practices leading up to their game against the Rams. He was apparently dissatisfied with his role in the offense so far this season. They went ahead and suspended him for the game because of his absences. And what's there to be dissatisfied with, you might ask? It was third on the team in targets, accumulated just 169 yards, but they have been missing Jordan Love for most of this time. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Packers can't afford to move on from Doubs. They'll have to make things work.
I'm going to buy it. Isn't Watson hurt?
He got hurt last week. First play of the game or something. Yeah.
So they got a – well, Malik Willis, I mean, they didn't throw it at all. They were running it with him. Like you said, Jordan Love was not – and when Jordan Love came back, he wasn't great initially anyhow. So I don't know why he thinks he's such a diva-type guy.
But not showing up for practice, why would you make that think it would increase your target? The kid Reed's having a monster year for them, by the way.
I mean, he's acting like a child, you know, and maybe Green Bay in with them, maybe with Goody and stuff there, maybe just ship him out. And I could see where they would, if they shipped him, they'd ship him to Kansas City probably.
That's where all the rejects end up going, it seems. More from baseball here. The Yankees, they left starting pitcher Marcus Stroman off their ALDS roster, a move that might have been surprising had you told us midseason, because he was a fixture in their rotation from start to finish, made 29 starts. ERA was over 4, but his numbers also trending in the wrong direction in the second half. A best-of-5 series, 2 built-in off days, really only a need for 3 starters in that case, but buy or sell, Bob, if the Yankees advance, Stroman will be left off the ALCS roster as well.
No, I'm selling that. And look, he was relegated to the bullpen at the end of the season. Remember, he made that emergency start against the Orioles because Nestor Cortez got scratched the day of it, and the Orioles pounded him, by the way. But he'll be part of the equation if they get to the ALCS. By the way, Leiter was left off their postseason roster, too, a guy they traded for to help the bullpen at the trade deadline.
Anthony Richardson, his injury last week against the Steelers made way for Joe Flacco heroics, and then they turned to Flacco again this Sunday because Richardson was still not able to go. So far in the young quarterback's career, been available for just 8 games, exited 4 of them with some sort of injury, whether it was minor or significant. When asked how he feels about being labeled injury prone, this was last week, he sounded off on it, said, quote, "It's football. I'm pretty sure if those people, the ones that are, you know, labeling him injury prone, if they got out there, out of the house, came out here, got hit by somebody that's running 20 miles per hour every play, they'd be sore or dealing with injuries as well. But Vinny, buy or sell, the injury prone labels are fair criticism of Richardson at this point."
No, I'll buy it 100%. You know, and the problem that he's got is he's looking to take the hits. That's the thing. And if I'm a receiver on that team, I want him to stay on the bench for a little while longer, just like the Cleveland receivers. That's what they're going to find out. Those two organizations are going to find out. They both made a mistake with Watson and Richardson, and Flacco has shown that.
Yeah, Joe Flacco is still the last quarterback to throw for 300 yards with the Browns. So it's continuing into this season.
And we'll that playoff game, he did it for both teams.
Yes, he did.
And we'll close with this here, college football. After picking up a thrilling win over Georgia a week prior, Alabama was on the wrong side. One of the biggest upsets in recent college football history. They lost to Vanderbilt on Saturday. Their time at number one, it's going to be short-lived as a result. But the long-term implications, those are interesting. One loss can be devastating enough, especially to an SEC team. But then you look at the rest of their schedule, this could end up being catastrophic. They still have games against Tennessee, Missouri, LSU, Oklahoma, just to name a few. Buy or sell, Bob, Alabama has a better shot of finding themselves between the 5 and 12 seed in this year's playoffs than they do one through four.
I'll buy that. I think they were smelling themselves a little bit after that Georgia win, a game in which they were dominating and then almost cacked away an historic advantage. I think they went into Vanderbilt expecting the football to be thrown out, and then Vanderbilt would go running for the tunnels, and they'd win handily. Now, they got it handed to them. I think this is a wake-up call, if anything, but it's such a daunting schedule, and this is not a powerhouse Alabama team. I could see they'll be in the playoffs, but not as one of the top four seeds. So I'll go ahead and buy that, I think. Isn't that what I'm doing, buying it?
You are buying.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're buying Howard Balzer when we come back. Talks about NFL with him. There's one more game on the slate for week five. You can hear it on The Fan. It's in New Orleans against Kansas City. Kansas City's either going to lose because they keep walking that tightrope, or they're going to blow somebody out. But given all the injuries, I would think it might be the former, not the latter. We'll get Howard's thoughts on that. We'll look at our picks for this past weekend as well. As college and pro, wasn't all that bad, but we'll elaborate later in the show. Talk about what's happened so far, what could happen tonight. Longtime NFL writer, let's welcome back to the show our friend Howard Balzer. Howard, good afternoon. What's happening?
Well, just that, you know, I tend not to use the word crazy anymore or surprise, because none of us should be surprised by anything that happens in this week-to-week league, and it's just the way it is. I made the comment here in Arizona after everyone said, hey, this team's trending in the right direction, even after losing to Detroit in week three. Then they had a horrible game against Washington, and all of a sudden the narrative switches to the rebuild isn't working, they've got to get rid of the coach and the general manager, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they beat the 49ers yesterday. And so it just shows, I make this comment, guys, I said, it's almost as if there are some that felt that were dropped on Earth from another planet, never saw the NFL before, and then start making these evaluations as if all this stuff is unexpected. I mean, it just happens frequently. It really happens frequently. And that's the way you have to treat this league, like the players and coaches have to. Don't get too high or too low after wins or losses. And obviously, a lot of fans and media, for that matter, don't take that to heart.
That being said, I think a lot of us were surprised that Arizona won that game. And Chad Ryland, former Terp, there was a lot of surprise that New England took him as high as they did last year, that he gets cut, kicks the game winner yesterday. So 49ers, if we, you know, week-to-week league, Howard, you know better than anybody. You've covered the league for years. Who's trending in a more positive direction between those two teams, at least, based on a division where right now, is there really a favorite to win this thing?
I don't know that there is. You still have to say the 49ers are. And, you know, they're missing, you know, a certain number of people, but a lot of teams have that. But they are, and they've been off to slow starts before and then recovered from it. But, you know, who knows? I mean, right now, Seattle's in first place at 3-2, and the Cardinals and 49ers at 2-3, and the Cardinals have the tiebreaker, having beat the 49ers. But as good as you are, when you go into the red zone six times like the 49ers did in yesterday's game and come away with a total of 16 points and one touchdown. And that includes, guys, four times when they were not only in the red zone, but had first and goal, obviously inside the 10. And they came away with three field goals and then a late game fumble that really basically gave the Cardinals the opportunity to go down the field and win. But they had to go down the field and make it happen, including Ryland, like you said, who had a difficult year with the Patriots last season, missed nine field goals in 25 attempts, and was cut after this year's training camp and was sitting at home until the Cardinals called because Matt Prater was dealing with some soreness in his left knee. He goes out there, and then on top of everything, has a field goal blocked in the second quarter that he kicked low and returned for a touchdown, but rebounded for the 42-yarder later in the game, and then of course the game winner with 1:37 to play. So it's kind of the way the game is, and they came away with that victory, which by the way was helped by the fact after the Cardinals scored a touchdown to get within 23-19, and they were going to kick to make it a field goal game, but the 49ers were guilty of roughing the passer on the touchdown. So that moved the ball from the 2 to the 1, decided to go for 2, and they made it with James Conner, and boom, all of a sudden, that field goal at the end gives them the win instead of a tie.
Hey, Howard, would Lamar Jackson be the favorite for the MVP if it was today?
That's a good question. I mean, he's certainly in the hunt. And when you start looking around the league and see who's really doing well, I mean,
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, could it be Derrick Henry? Could it be Sam Darnold? I mean, I don't know if it's really at this point. Obviously, five games in is still a relatively small sample size, but it all depends on. And I'll say this: whoever wins it normally, and I did this study in the off season over the last two decades. The average wins for the team that has the MVP is 13.
Wow.
And so that doesn't mean it has to be 13, but you got to win a lot of games to have the MVP be from your team. So still a lot of weeks to go to see who's going to be at the top of this league. But right now, I don't know if there is a clear favorite. He's certainly in the hunt right now, but it's really difficult to look at the league and say unequivocally who is the best team. At this point, I'm not sure if we can really say that yet.
Hey, Howard, you know what's crazy about when you really look at the Giants? I mean, they're sitting 2-3, but they should be 3-2. If they had a kicker, they'd have beat Washington. You know, so, I mean, the Giants are a big surprise to me.
You know, I'll say this about them. And, 2 years ago, they're in the playoffs. And Brian Daboll is coach of the year. They have a great record. They were 9-7-1. But Daniel Jones stayed healthy. They had Saquon Barkley carrying the load, totally. And they won a lot of close games. And then last year, Jones got hurt again. And now there's all the debate that, of course, there was going to be debate anyway, but then it was unleashed even more with all the stuff that came out on Hard Knocks. And you're wondering, is this team really committed to Daniel Jones? And they don't have a guy that you can really consider to be a bell cow at running back. But, they're still playing tough. And that's the thing with this league. I mean, you talk about that Ravens-Bengals game yesterday. So far, just this weekend, with a game tonight, obviously, there were 9 games decided, and there's only 13 played so far because the team's on bye. 9 games decided by one score, including 6 that had the game-winning score in the final 2 minutes of regulation or in overtime. And another game added to that 9 was within one score in the fourth quarter. And so that's the league. That's the definition of this league. And the teams that do well are the teams that find a way to win most of those close games.
Hey, Howard, are you buying Washington?
I kind of am at this point. And you know what? Heck, if they keep this up, boy, you could. And Jaden Daniels does. You can make a case for him even being MVP, much less Offensive Rookie of the Year. And he's giving them a lot of confidence. He's playing within the offense, certainly, and just makes plays with his legs. Got to stay healthy, obviously. Passing game, defense is playing better than a lot of people expected. And in that division, I mean, who's really the favorite right now? I don't know if you can really say once again. I mean, the Cowboys. That was a grinder last night, but they came up with the plays at the end to win. The Eagles seem to be having their issues. So this is a division probably that will come down to the wire, and I don't see any reason why the Commanders won't stay in the chase as long as, once again, the magic words, as long as they stay healthy.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Howard, one more game left in Week 5 of the NFL season. Kansas City hosting the Saints, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. New Orleans started great, lost 2 in a row, lost a heartbreaker to Atlanta. Chiefs are undefeated, but they really haven't smashed anybody yet. So is this the week that either they thump a team, they got a lot of injuries, as we know, or maybe that tightrope, they fall off the other side, a little Willenda style there, and the Saints could steal one on the road?
The Saints certainly could steal one. It's always hard to pick against the Chiefs because, again, they're that team that does find ways to win, and now they don't have Rashee Rice, so that affects the passing game and all those things. And so I would be somewhat surprised if they thumped them. If that happens, it's probably because there'd be a bunch of turnovers or things like that. So I would expect this to be a pretty, pretty competitive game, and it's on the Saints to prove that they can stay with the Chiefs. But this Kansas City team, it's not that much different than they were last year, where they didn't really dominate teams, certainly offensively. The defense always plays pretty well and probably get a great defensive performance from them again. I think Steve Spagnuolo has been the unsung hero of that team over this last season and now about a quarter done this year. And so, I expect it to be a close game. And I'm never surprised by an upset in this league. That, by the way, you look at the betting lines, I think there's been something like 22 games this year that had lines of 6.5 points or more. And 11 times the underdog has won the game. And I think there's only been one or two favorites that have covered. And there haven't been that many big lines, the 10-plus games. Most of them in the 6.5, 7, 7-point range. And the underdogs are doing a good job. And I've never seen anything like this. And it's continued now. Yeah, is it a small sample size? To a degree. But it's now happened for 5 weeks in a row. There were two games yesterday, 6.5 or more. And both underdogs, the Giants and the Cardinals, won the game.
Interesting, because the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites early on against Washington. Howard Balzer, always appreciate the time. Tell us about Lindy's, where we're listening, and all the good stuff going on with your life right now.
Yeah, Lindy's, of course, a little in a hibernation now until we get kicking after the season. But I've been doing that for a long time and writing for Cards Wire, part of the USA Today network, and a lot of content up there on the Cardinals. And then I'll sprinkle in some national topics in there as well.
Howard, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy tonight's game. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks,
take
Howard.
Care.
Howard Balzer, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, look at our picks, college and pro, for week, 6 in college already, week 5 in the National Football League. And as we just talked about with Howard, there's a game tonight. Got NFL lunch coming up, 1 o'clock. You want to eat some football with us, join us at 410-583-1057. Then we go around the AFC North. Ravens play the Bengals. There's a divisional game. And then you have Pittsburgh last night, Cleveland in the meantime. So we got a lot to get to here on The Fan.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's get to these picks here. Got a game tonight we just talked about. Kansas City, New Orleans. We'll get into that later on in the segment. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We do the picks here every week on the show during football season. Booze is the prize beer for me and Nolan. Little Mick Ultra over here for the Bobster, which I drink out of a glass when I'm at home. And then Nolan drinks Yingling. Vinny goes for the vino. So how are we trending here in regards to free alcohol there, Nolan McGraw?
Yeah, before the week started, things were close. Maybe still close for some of us. But Vinny was in the lead, 52-35. Bob just a game back at 51-36. And I'm bringing up the rear, 48-39.
So you were getting Van Ginkled. Oh, by the way, just scored. Anyway, let's do the college games here. You got Missouri, Texas A&M, the only game this weekend that featured two top 25 teams. This turned out to be a puffy pants extravaganza for the Aggies.
All right, the only one that wasn't a sweat, Vinny and myself, went with Texas A&M. Bob, you were on Missouri there.
Yeah. Sucked. Game was over by halftime.
Yes, it was.
It is what it is. Michigan and Washington. Hey, let's double up your bad picks, right?
Well, Vinny's the only one who got this one, picking the home team Washington, Bob and myself, with the Wolverines.
Never again. Miami at California. Looked like we're all going to be wrong on this one, didn't it?
Yeah, it ended up being more exciting than we thought. We all had the Hurricanes.
And I watched that. It was 39-38. It was 35-10 Cal at the start of the fourth quarter. How crazy that game was.
Oh, yeah. I was already I was heading to sleepy time.
Yeah.
Because my wife's like, the gal's getting blowing out Miami. And then I woke up and watched the highlights.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy. Look at there. Miami, second straight week. They survive. And they keep that undefeated record intact. Rutgers at Nebraska.
Well, we all finished on a win here. Everyone had the Huskers in this one.
It was 14-7. It was
14-zip at halftime.
Yeah. So.
I guess Minnie Mahomes couldn't get that offense generated there. But Rutgers' first loss of the year for Greg Schiano.
Nebraska's 5-1. I think they're ranked now, aren't they?
Yeah, Terps are off, or were off this week. They have Northwestern. By the way, Northwestern lost to Indiana. Hoosiers are 6-0 on the year. And as we talked about during the whip, Navy blew out Air Force. They're 5-0 themselves.
Indiana's scoring a bunch of points.
But they're getting it done, to say the least. All right, NFL. Jets at the Vikings. This one was happening in the morning. We were actually here in studio for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus. And it was all about the Vikings early, kind of held them off late, though.
And Bob gets a win back here. He had the Vikings, Vinny and myself, with the Jets. Yeah. I think I said something to the effect of, the Vikings aren't going to stay undefeated forever. They're finally going to have a misstep. Well, we're still waiting for it.
Yep.
Carolina at the Bears.
We all had the Bears in this one. Puffy, nice and easy.
Puffy pants, 36-10. DJ Moore, former Terp, had a couple of TDs. Caleb Williams seems to be getting more comfortable. And just when it looked like Andy Dalton was going to put an oomph in that Carolina offense, they went oomph. Chuba Hubbard scored another TD, so he's benefiting, I guess. They stink. Carolina. Miami and New England. Talk about a game that set offense back a few years.
Here's another one for Bob. He took the Dolphins, Vinny and myself with the Patriots.
Tyler Huntley. Yeah. Get that dub, baby.
Yeah.
A-Chain got knocked out of the game, though, with a concussion. But Mostert came in and did what he had to do. Cleveland at Washington.
Well, we all agreed on this one. Everyone took the Commanders. I think we've seen quite enough of the Browns over the past few weeks to get a good indication of who they are.
Browns are awful.
1-4. Deshaun Watson looks like a shell of his former self. And, you know, Commanders come to town at 4-1, first place in their division. It should be an interesting game, which we'll preview throughout the rest of said week. You got Indianapolis at the Jags.
Bob and Vinny here took the Jaguars to get their first win, and they did do that. I was rolling with the Colts.
I was rooting for the old Fighting Flaccos there, and he played his ass off. Joe Flacco did. 5 touchdowns, no picks in his 2 starts. But I guess you knew Jacksonville was due, and they got it done. Bigsby had a big day. So did Trevor Lawrence. So who knows what this means for the Jags moving forward here. Might not mean much at all, as a matter of fact. Buffalo at Houston.
All right, Vinny was the only one to get this one correct. He took the Texans, and I believe you're feeling pretty confident about that one. I ended up being close, but Bob and myself had the Bills.
Yeah, Bills had the ball, tie game with less than a minute left in their own end zone, and threw 3 straight passes, didn't run any clock off. They wind up punting. Stroud runs one play. Fairbairn kicks the field goal. That was it. Sean McDermott had to explain why he did that dumb decision. He was in, let's say Harbsey's not the only coach that explained a little clock management yesterday. Vegas at the Broncos.
Things get a little testy between Peyton and Nick's there on the sideline, but no harm, no foul. The Broncos get a win. That's also a win for Bob and Vinny. I took the Raiders.
Hey, Peyton called Bo Nix Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Saying that he was like, plays by his own rules or whatever it is. But hey, they're 3-2 all of a sudden. And owners of the Broncos, keep those uniforms. They're kind of badass there, but they don't listen to the people. Arizona at San Francisco, a game we just talked about with Howard Balzer.
Right, nobody saw it coming. Everyone had the 49ers in this one.
Chad Ryland, game winner, former Terp. Green Bay at the Rams.
We all had the Packers in this one, so a little stat padding.
Even without Romeo Doubs, they still found a way to win that game. Look at them. How about the Giants at Seattle?
We were pretty dismissive of this one.
Yes.
No hesitation with our Seattle picks, but no, the Giants staying alive.
I believe one of the phrases was, don't overthink it.
Right.
Yeah. Should have thought a little bit more about this one. Dallas at Pittsburgh.
And everyone had these Steelers in this one, thought they would run wild on the Cowboys defense, but low scoring, and in the wee hours of the morning, Cowboys get the win.
And they didn't have Lawrence or Parsons, and their defense played well.
Yep, so Dallas gets the win on the road. Before we do tonight's picks, Nolan, what are the standings looking like? Oh, we all had the Ravens against Cincinnati, a game which was a lot close. You thought it was going to be a close game. Vinny and I thought it was going to be more of a comfortable win for the Ravens.
Right. I won't take credit for that, thinking it was going to be 23-20 when it ends up being almost double that. But we all get a win for the Ravens winning.
Yep.
Records on the week. Vinny went 11-5. Bob 10-6. I was 7-9. My goodness. Updated standings on the season. Vinny still out in front, 63-40. Bob 61-42, and I've got a lot of work to do, 55-48.
I'll start getting that work done tonight then. Nolan McGraw, New Orleans at KC, a game you can hear on The Fan. The Chiefs, 5-point favorites.
Damn, the Chiefs are 5-point favorites? And I was seriously thinking about taking New Orleans.
Spreads are for entertainment purposes only. We're just picking winners.
What the heck? I'm going to try the Saints, figuring that... You know, New Orleans, they were kicking butt early on, you know, in the year. They need a win. Kansas City's got a lot of injuries, and so I'll go Saints.
Well, if I got to get myself out of a hole, I'll take the opportunity to take the Chiefs favorite at home.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Kansas City, even though I wouldn't be stunned at all if New Orleans finds a way to win this game. Mahomes is not having that big of a year statistically, but
his quarterback rating, I just look, 89.7.
Yeah, got 6 TDs, 5 picks.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, do you know how you get out of a hole?
You can't dig yourself out of it.
Stop digging.
Yeah.
How about that, Nolan McGraw?
Sage advice.
It's Vinny at 810-057. The Fan, we'll come back. You want to have some NFL lunch with us? Now's your chance. 410-583-1057. Getting your thoughts on yesterday's Ravens win. Dramatic win at that. Would Lamar Jackson be the favorite for MVP? I don't think it's an unfair question. A little early in the game to do so, but outside of Sam Darnold, I mean, for Joe Burrow's having a monster year statistically.
Yeah.
His team's 1-4. So does he really deserve to be in the conversation for that? But Lamar's having a great one. Darnold's having a great one. Derrick Henry's having a great start. So a lot of things going on there. And then around 1:30, we're going to do our around the AFC North, and we'll elaborate more on the Cleveland Browns not being really good and maybe getting even worse from here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.